Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, September 19th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And, well, where do we begin? My Monday co-host is a bit under the weather. I don't know, some people would even criticize that way to describe being sick, but he's going to be back soon. Just could use the time to recuperate. And wasn't feeling too well, did too many shows on top of one another today. And he will be back, though, Paul Edward Stevenson, and he will be back with his show, too. He apologizes there was a technical issue, where he didn't have his show available for this past Sunday night. But he'll be back next week with both shows, so look forward to that for sure. And as far as what to bring up out there, I mean, it's amazing how much everyone's in denial, you know, both on the global scale, the spending that's out of control domestically in our own nation, in our various states, particularly, of course, the far left leaning controlled states. We have on the local level, though, just about everywhere, you know, people not really recognizing. They're starting to see it at the grocery stores. Still complete denial from this current administration, if the Biden administration is to be taken at all seriously, to acknowledge any of this. I mean, Biden said, "Oh, we had the tiniest little trickle of difference in inflation month to month that just happened." He's just so in denial about how much they had inherited a decent economy, which had U.S. self-sufficient out of these global traps about what green concerns that are actually pseudoscience based on further forcing solidifying, you know, most masses into just indentured servitude sort of lives. It's hard once you get into this vicious circle. There's a lot of talk about putting caps on the price of fuel, of gas, oil in particular in Europe. And of course, that's going to backfire. It's going to stop investors. I was just reading a good article on that. It's going to totally destroy the interest of investors in those. And it's really not going to in any way. As far as the domestic politics on the state level, California, well, what cannot be said about California, right? So there's quite a bit of green energy affecting, you know, some of the policies that are further wrecking the nation. I mean, the state, of course, though, the welfare state nature of California has doomed it long before they really started ramping up the whole green agenda. Yeah, I mean, this is pretty much headed across the pond. You have the United Nations, you have a lot of speakers like the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum now, who say their piece, but certainly, you know, I mean, they'll mention how many areas are affected, even hunger with fertilizer. I mean, all of these chain effects are all about continuing to serve the elites first and foremost, and with whatever else they have to shift around, like these Ukraine funding agendas, which are affecting the inflation further and the fuel. And if you look at just the amount, the COVID relief money was just the biggest transfer of wealth we've really ever seen into the already wealthiest. But as far as California in particular, I was going to mention, see, here's a good article you could check out at Zero Hedge, Canary in the Tax Mine. California sees 11% drop in revenue. And then it's talking about how they've had such a mass exodus out of California, not just individuals, because, I mean, at this point in the year, August, it's not a big time of year to really getting much from individual tax collections. Anyway, the companies, the corporations are also in droves, flooding out of California. So we have, a net 280,000 people left the state in 2021 for various reasons. But, you know, again, a lot of these impacts, it's feeling even this time of year, is because all the corporations are leaving too. You can't have a woke welfare state for long before it just all completely falls apart. Personal income tax revenue losses are bigger than they've been. Let's see, we have a chart here going back to 2013. It got quite a bit less 2015 and 16, but then a bit large again in 2019. As far as what we have in the most recent data, not even getting into 2021, which is going to be worse, but 2020 is double the highs of the recent past, which were like 2013 and again 2019. These are double either of those as far as the loss of tax revenue for the reasons due to out-migration, individual and corporate. Of course, we've had a horrible end last week on the markets. You know, they didn't get their happy ending Friday, as much as they like to massage things just in time normally. And everyone's expecting another horrible week. Bulls brace for another miserable week. Buy buybacks, pensions, and CTA selling and more. We're having a housing market that's starting to burst the housing bubble. And it's going to take quite a while because the way they measure it is based on current homeowners' estimations of their value. You know, what they see, they think their home is currently worth. The changes happen mostly in the renter's market, and that's not where they get their numbers. Like anything else, any delays help when they get their data, which they present. Let's see, staying in the, I mentioned the oil prices, but we're finding that a lot of this has to do with the reserves from the U.S. It's been trying to bring down prices a bit before the elections. Oil prices may rally a lot more after U.S. oil strategic reserve dump ends in October. You know, so yeah, just right up to the election time. You know, we'll use some of the reserves here, and I've heard that has been going on, of course, in Europe as well. But there's no excuse whatsoever. We didn't have to, we were very independent as far as energy and in a lot of ways. Before this administration came in, we were moving toward not that Trump was necessarily dealing with everything we need to deal with, but certainly as far as the economy being more self-sufficient and not falling in for these green agendas, these scams, which, of course, oil is largely related to all of this, and it impacts so many things in a chain reaction as we're seeing currently. I am kind of tired of mentioning the FBI at this point, but of course we've been hearing about these increases in their searches for the endless MAGA nothing burger. I mean, what, we had like 35 Trump supporters who were like high profile or targeted, now some list of 6,000 which are being scrutinized at the very least. It doesn't seem quite as what the headline makes out. But I mean, there's, as far as the energy prices, before I shift from that, I mean, they're saying it could get a lot worse here, like we're seeing in Europe. I can't believe what some people over there, 8 times as much for some of their electric bills. In some cases, I have trouble believing it, but I mean, I heard reports of some 16 times that just, I mean, even 8 times sounds unsustainable. And a lot of companies, like Graham Sutherland was talking about last week, like these metal companies, these industrial metals manufacturers, they just can't turn a profit whatsoever. And with any industry, it can't really shut down completely and then start right back up without a lot of maintenance or repair that will be needed. But you know, all those machines, all those gears, all the programming, wiring, everything, infrastructure. But yeah, this housing bubble is starting to burst. And as far as what I was mentioning with the elections, is at least with gas being offset at the moment, we're seeing, though, much larger electric bills. Again, you know, not as bad as Europe yet, but here, which is already, in a lot of ways, offsetting any lowering of gas prices at the pump that we've had. If you really look at it, I mean, it's, you know, they're not really doing anything to help the economy. And it's amazing how many economists talk about what the Fed should be doing, it, rather than talking about how the Fed shouldn't exist. So many people have just given up. Of course, it has been difficult for most to overcome in the past, led to a lot of deaths, assassinations. But it's really what needs to be done. And we need to remind people of that, no matter what the conversation is. You know, well, actually, this shouldn't exist whatsoever. You should have passed that on to everyone who doesn't, anyone who does not know. I'm preaching to the choir here at RBN. But Europe, on some aspects like COVID and big pharma, are pushing back more, in a lot of ways, toward the you know, the CO2 PSYOP, CO2/nitrogen. But we've seen that collaboration of 1,000 signatures of scientists confirming all together that the climate change CO2 data is a complete fraud. So that's progress. Big Pharma has been eviscerated, evidently, by members of the European Parliament at this point. So, you know, but at the same time, I think it's a limited hangout. Both the pharmaceuticals and the vaccines, these pseudo vaccines, these mRNA experimental shots, which do who knows what. I mean, some question whether there's any genetic components. I mean, many have pointed out toxins that are in there, heavy metals. We've had this hydrogel. Some claim the graphene oxide, far more reports of a lot of these other things and just a lot of toxins, but then confirmation of the, you know, these mRNA spike proteins. I don't know. You hear a lot of different voices. I like to let everything be put on the table here and then we can sort through, but certainly there's a lot of limited hangout already for the response to COVID, as well as the ongoing experiment with these shots on the public. You know, I mean, just like in the 60s, you know, we had the counterculture, you know, agents like Timothy Leary and, you know, the acid bus King Ken Kesey, all these people, Andy Warhol, had the Doors, many say the Beatles, you know, a lot of these who were shaping things through a government influenced psychological operation. That's really what we're experiencing now with a lot of the experimentation, but with how the people are being conditioned through compliance to these shots and mandates, as well as what they can potentially do to different areas of different countries, continents, different batches, and you know, just see what kind of results they get. Same way they did with LSD on the masses. So I don't know. I find an interesting parallel there that we have today. Perhaps musically, the 90s were a revival of the 60s, but right now, as far as the government experimenting with the masses, it seems more just a stronger comparison to what the you know, the people, the young people of the late 60s were experiencing. Well, we let's see. I mean, I wish I had things a little more sorted here. I mean, on the topic of the medical tyranny, Bill Gates was exposed. More European exposure of these people. Bill Gates exposed in Italian Parliament for crimes against humanity, no less. Okay, he was actually called a global criminal at the Italian Parliament. This is big. You know, we have a video of it that was tweeted out by Dr. Anastasia Marie Lupis at Dr. Loupis. Lupis. Okay, I'm not sure how to pronounce, but yeah, that's something you're not going to hear about in the corporate media, that's for sure. I mean, there was this other story. It's more apt for the Onion, in my opinion. I just have to include it because it's a comedic value alone. Bill Gates wants "quote unquote" conspiracy theories about him to go away. And let's see, activist post sourced this from Jorgen Sobey. Multi-billionaire Bill Gates wants conspiracy theories about him to go away. Gates says he's been approached by people in public who yell that he's, quote, putting chips into people, unquote. That's kind of strange to see, he said.
Wow, those people really exist. It's not just some robot sending out crazy messages.
According to The Guardian, Gates also said it's
tragic
if such beliefs made people reluctant to trust vaccines or to wear masks during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We're really going to have to get educated about this over the next year and understand, how does it change people's behavior and how should we have minimized this,
he said. The COVID-19 vaccine, which Gates was referring to, was mandated in countries across the globe during the pandemic in unprecedented ways. In countries like Canada, citizens lost rights like mobility for declining the vaccine, which was approved on an emergency use basis. In a Twitter interview with Professor Devi Sirdhar, head of the Global Health Governance Program, the Global Health Mind Control Program, okay, governance, government, same difference. Gates said he couldn't understand why some theorists think he wants to inject people with microchips.
People like you and I and Tony Fauci have been subject to a lot of misinformation,
he said.
I didn't expect that. Some of it, like me putting chips in arms, doesn't make sense to me. Why would I want to do that?
Gates has been accused of wanting to embed humans with microchips because he's donated millions of dollars to COVID-19 research, including vaccine development through his private charity, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Of course, they don't mention how much he's been into depopulation. He and his father before him, you know, trying to be just like the Rockefellers and catch up as soon as they could. Way back when, till now. And, you know, it's how much influence he has over these global so-called health organizations. They leave out some important facts there, folks. But we'll be right back. Stick around.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here at Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey doing a solo news broadcast here, and Paul Stevenson will be back next week, his show, and on my Monday broadcast as well. But, yeah, we were talking about Bill Gates and pretty much finished that article, and it's... Yeah, it's interesting how much they leave out. But yeah, the Italian parliament, for one, certainly isn't holding back, aware of what he's really all about regarding depopulation. And of course, his history in other nations. I mean, India, for example, with his vaccines of the past. It's, well, before these so-called mRNA variety, he's already a criminal to many in India, for that matter, for all the experimentation there. I mean, I believe he was involved a lot in a good number of parts of the third world, Africa and all that. I mean, I don't have everything documented right here, but could look into what data we do have out there, Maura, for a show on him alone with his passing in these shots. But certainly the depopulation preoccupation he and his father had, again, just like the Rockefellers, and, you know, just started whining and dining with the same crowds. This is something that you don't hear about. We're supposed to believe, what, does it exist, or that it's that he's different now, right? For those who had heard of these things, or that they were rumors, of course. Of course they were rumors. But, you know, I have been shifting all over the place today. I was mentioning the economy here, in other parts of the world. Like I mentioned Europe, how everything's really starting to crack at the seams. Perhaps we'll even sooner with all these combined stresses than in the U.S. in certain areas for everyday people. And, you know, the amount they'll have no choice but to protest very soon. In China, there is a crash right now, we're being told. Okay, so, you know, and we've been hearing for a while about, you know, these certain big realty stocks crashing and the impact months ago. But now we're hearing more claims, it's spilling over considerably into the rest of the world, undeniably, with the everyone is keeping up with the numbers in the international markets and trade. China's economy is crashing and it's rippling across the world. It's the headline to one video with an economist covering it over at Investment Watch. House prices plummet across New Zealand. Right now, this month has been an absolute shocker for New Zealand's housing market. So, I mean, there are a lot of ways that, you know, like everyday people, you know, and their ability to sustain themselves, food, fuel, basic necessities, rent. And of course, that spills over. It's only a matter of time into the housing market. What they've done with the food, the purposeful food shortage and fuel now. And the inflation with the spending and with this war. Now they add the CO2/nitrogen PSYOP, which is just, I mean, everything's at its breaking point. I mentioned places like California in particular, for that matter. But just overall, you know, it's pretty bad. And in the EU, unintended consequences of the EU's energy emergency plan, I was talking about the price caps aren't going to work. And many are suggesting the European Union could be about to rupture. Over at the Epoch Times, they're even saying this. I mean, of course, it would either disintegrate completely, they're suggesting, or it would mutate into something unrecognizable to its original purpose. Well, I think that happened a long time ago, the second one. I mean, you know, totalitarianism moving closer to a one world government. That's what the EU is about. And, you know, it does nothing good. I'd say you could have addressed the things it was selling itself on originally without actually creating it. You know, all of the restrictions. And really, using the powerhouse German economy, which has been an occupied nation since the end of World War II by Western Jewish power, it basically is being siphoned to the other nations, which don't put in as much quality work for their daily pay. But hey, look what we have here in the U.S. That's why we need secession in the U.S. of these states. We'll be back, folks. Stick around.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, here at Republic Broadcasting, I'm Richard Carey, discussing the news and views of the day. And I was mentioning how the EU really never delivered, or could just as easily have addressed the things that was sold on without actually forming. The negative aspects included in what it had really been manifesting from the beginning. And yes, it was siphoning off, and has been, a lot of the productivity and excess gains in quality in products and efficiency services of Germany and the German people, and trying to distribute that in a communist way to the other countries of Europe. That's what it has been doing. And we're starting to see things cracking at the seams. And over here, I mean, California is a strong example as far as one of those countries siphoning in this nation. But it's certainly having trouble as far as what it finances it manages itself without any aid. I was already mentioning the loss of revenue due to the mass exodus, not just of individuals, but corporations is just as much. And there was another dovetailing article. California governor signs most aggressive package of green laws yet. All right, this was, the article just came out yesterday. This past Friday, it was signed. California Governor Gavin Newsom this Friday announced a sweeping package of what he called the country's most aggressive climate measures to accelerate the state's transition, as he put it, to non-conventional energy sources. The package includes 40 bills that appear to provide new green rules on laws related to things ranging from large-scale industry to family, home, and public and private transportation. The Democratic governor's office said in a statement the package of climate change-focused measures aims to cut pollution and target big polluters. It comes as America's most populous state has struggled to provide stable electricity for residents amid a heat wave, which saw the state asking residents to use less power and suggest the best times to use air conditioners or charge electric cars. And this month has been a wake-up call for all of us that later is too late to act on climate change. California isn't waiting anymore, Newsom said in a statement. Together with the legislator, California is taking the most aggressive action on climate our nation has ever seen. But we're cleaning the air we breathe, holding the big polluters accountable, and ushering in a new era for clean energy, he said. That's climate action done the California way. And we're not only doubling down, we're just getting started. Wow, this could be in The Onion as well. I mean, these people are so delusional. And that's how, you know, far left thinking is. It is so unattached, you know, to the realities of science, the realities of, you know, the nature of the planet, realities of physics, realities of race, realities of you name it. We need to let California be more and more isolated. That's the most karmic justice we could give it, you know, just allow the fate it has planned for its future. So it has, there's a whole list of these green bills, and if I were in that state, I'd maybe cover it more extensively, but you could find it at Activist Post. California governor signs most aggressive package of green laws. And as far as overall, I mean, the censorship, again, right now they're targeting high profile and more like, you know, MAGA types, I don't know what, a few years back, like the alt-right or alt-light, perhaps, would be termed Tucker fans, you know, at most. But, you know, the sort of numbers and less focus on the fringe elements such as us, you know, us thought criminals here at RBN, for example, and the independent media in general. Another example, like California, though, I mean, the fate is just deserving of these places, but it's never nice to see, you know, something horrific happen to someone. And I some people I know share far too much with me where it's just it's horrific what you see out there. And a lot of this forced integration, the forced migration of refugee invaders, whatever you want to term them, adds to it so much further. But a Democratic feces hole, Portland, is this one article is titled, with some linking Twitter videos. A woman speaks out after a homeless person went inside her child's bedroom and attacked her. But you know, this is a high profile suburb just outside of Portland, so I'm not I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be anywhere near Portland. I'd say the outlying suburbs, you know. As far as another example, okay, over in my old stomping ground, sorry to say, from Lori Heavyfoot, Beetlejuice herself. Lori Lightfoot in panic. Sanctuary cities can't be, quote, left to fend for ourselves, unquote, with migrant crisis. So, oh, Lori Lightfoot, she's worrying that the, you know, her local people, you know, her brothers and sisters out there are going to have a problem if they're overwhelmed by this migrant crisis, you know, with this being a sanctuary city. Come on now. Come on now, Biden. You got to help out Lori Beetlejuice here. Anything else would be uncivilized. And then there's Denver. Oh, Denver. I do not want to miss this one before passing through the news. Okay, because I mean, I found a mild version of it in one article, for example. All right, one article just mentions Denver allocates $2 million in taxpayer funds to provide homeless people with $12,000 in no strings attached cash as a last ditch effort to lift them out of destitution, combating soaring crime rates, and clean up squalid encampments. And then I noticed this other more descriptive take, all right, from another outlet here. City of Denver to give trans and non-binary homeless people $12,000 apiece. So that was a convenient bit they left out, evidently. Okay, that the participants will be chosen at random, but will largely be women, transgender, and non-binary individuals for this UBI, basically. I mean, I guess in this case it's not recurring, but $12,000 just for being you trans or non-binary, wonderful person, just the way you are. I mean, we are so into Weimar Bolshevism here. It's just unreal. The acceleration. I remember listening to Swedes at Red Ice talking about Sweden back a mere 7 years ago or so, like around 2015, yeah, hearing all the insanity with the indoctrination of the youth in this gender stuff. And I mean, you know, 7 years, that's all it took. And it's just as full blown here as it was in Sweden 7 years ago. And we were being warned then that Sweden was the canary in the coal mine for Europe and America. And it was so true. It was so true because they were more hardcore on a lot of this than even California. And already with the immigration and anti-white policies as well, you know, that they were accelerating faster than at the time we had. Of course, there have been waxes and wanes in places like California or just a lot of these BLM ready blue cities. Looks like we have some callers to jump to, folks. First in on the roster, Tony in Chicago. Hey, welcome, Tony. Hey, where are you calling from today? Are you still down?
No,
down
I made,
in the Tampa.
I made.
Yep.
No, I made it down here. I came within 2 to 3 seconds of losing my life right in your neck of the woods. I got off the road. I was just a few blocks away from the Hard Rock Casino, Tampa. I don't know if you know where that's at. If you've gone there, it's off of I-4. But I don't want to waste our time on my drive down. No, remember that heavy rain Friday night around there?
Yeah, yeah.
These idiots drive. That I-75 is a death trap around there. It was about 15 miles from I-4. And I'm in the slow lane going 60 miles an hour. I didn't even see this guy pass me up. These pickup drives like crazy. He must have been going 80, 85. He just hydroplaned. All of a sudden, I'm looking in front of me out of nowhere. I'm going, I've got a red like pickup truck, a big one, a 250. It wasn't even a 150. It could have been a 350. It's horizontal in my lane, in the slow lane. I'm like three seconds away from hitting this guy. I'm like, well, I guess I got to take a hard left. If someone's behind me, I'm dead. But if I keep on going straight, I'm dead. I took a hard left. I got around him. He luckily didn't spin back in the road. He just went wham. He that thing pivoted sideways and just went right. I didn't see it going to the trees, but it did. It did. Hopefully he's dead because he almost killed me and he could have killed. If there was heavy traffic, there would have been 10, 15 people dead there. But anyway, I don't want to waste the time on that. And that's why when I got down to your neck of the woods about 15 miles south, I saw I-4. I said, that's where the Hard Rock is at. I'm going to go gamble. And I never made it there because I couldn't even see. It was raining so hard. So I hung out in a 7-Eleven and recovered. So, but I made it down here. But now why I called, I did that protest, okay, at one of those hotels where they had the caravan invaders. It was the La Quina Inn in Elk Grove Village.
Okay.
And it was on Wednesday. It was on Wednesday afternoon. I was out there for 2 hours, and it was a trip. It was mostly positive.
When you were still in Illinois, Elk Grove Village.
Yeah, last Wednesday. Yeah. I booked on Thursday morning got to down here, but last Wednesday, they just called me up out of nowhere. We have to pick up your car, and then I come down here. They said, well, the semi broke down. You'll get your car maybe tomorrow. I hope he didn't steal it. Okay. But that's how fast I had to book. But I was up there, doing the protest. When I was done, I get a call. They're picking your car up right now. So I had to boogie down here in a split second. But I just want to talk about the protest. Okay. You know how it was Mexican Independence Day up there, and you had mentioned up in your neck of the woods, which I still don't know where you're from. You were somewhere up north, I assume around Skokie, but you can share that with us if one of these days where you used to live.
I tell you, I grew up near Midway Airport. There was one point where I spent 10 years living downtown, actually. So I got used to the crazy drivers there. But I don't know. Rayville talks about St. Louis being a bit crazier, and it sounds like here could be a little crazier, which I wasn't expecting. But just the Florida attitude, I lived last 7 years in Chicago. I was in like Lincoln Square area. Anyway.
Oh, you were actually in Chicago. I thought you were up in Skokie or something like that. You mentioned a couple times that you would go over to the next suburb and it was all kosher in the grocery store. Well, so I figured you had to be up in that area.
Because of my delivery job, I was partly in Chicago and also being like Skokie, Lincolnwood, Evanston, all that too. And that's all.
Okay. All right. Well, let me get to the protest. You know how the Mexis drive around with the flags, around the holidays in Chicago.
Right.
And not there's a few of them, a lot of them. It's just, outrageous.
Okay. Taking over Chicago. The blacks are going to have to leave soon because the Mexicans aren't going to tolerate them once they get a little more numbers in Chicago.
Exactly. Well, I had a ton of these people driving by me with this sign. I mean, it was like 4x8, my famous U signs. It said no more explanation points and, a 1 foot letters, 9 inch letters. No more hotel/apartment, $2,000 a month apartments, abbreviated for illegal alien caravan invaders. So I was getting the big look off of these Mexicans coming by. Actually, some of them agreed with it because they don't want to pay. But I assume one of these called the cops on me. So the Elk Grove Village cops come out, and the first thing this little short Mexican guy, I was never close to arrest. There was nothing to arrest me for, but they gave me the workover, It wasn't just like, oh, well, we got a call and we're just checking, that you're protesting free speech and everything's fine. They gave me a workover for like 15 minutes. A little beaner goes, oh, I got, and he was okay. But the woman cop was the worst. He goes, well, I just have to, sir, I have to check your sign out to make sure that you're not going against any particular groups of people. That was the first thing out of his mind, out of his mouth.
Oy vey.
Yeah. So then he looked, he said, anyway, I don't want to just belabor this point, but then this woman started getting into me, ID'd me, okay? She didn't have to ID me. I'm not doing anything illegal, okay? I am a significant distance away from this hotel, okay? And I get really more into the hotel, what I saw. It was disgusting. I mean, there was 90 to 100 of them there. They're outside. Obviously, Catholic Charities was out there with a U-Haul truck, giving them all clothes. Then other trucks showed up, giving them all food. I mean, these are just worthless people. They're caravan invaders. They're being treated like VIPs. Okay, those rooms at that La Quina Inn, it's not real close to O'Hare, but it's in the vicinity of O'Hare. They're going for $209 a night. And it said in the paper they're in there indefinitely. So they're probably giving them a break on the room. They got two in a room. The state of Illinois is paying $5,000 a month. I assume they give them $1,000 break on the room somewhere, and then a hotel tax. So $5,500 a month to keep them scumbags in there indefinitely. Yeah, their asylum claim will come to court 8 years from now. It's never going to come to any. So this is going on all over Chicago. Suppose there was some article. I said they sent 64 buses there. It's going on all over the country. It's just wow. Then did you see today? Did you see? Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on. What do you think of? I mean, a lot of people are. I don't know. They criticize DeSantis because he's only does so much for us. I mean, yeah, he's a Zionist. He's kind of like half on some policies, like pushing back with the children in the schools. It was like ridiculous age cutoff, like fourth grade or I forget. But I mean, a four-year-old or something, it was even that ridiculous. But I mean, as far as him busing people to blue cities to make a statement, I mean, people are saying he should send them out of the country if he wants to be serious. But it's not like he's doing it in mass numbers and trying to make a statement, right? I mean, sure. I don't know. What is your take on DeSantis? I mean, do we need these middle of the road, like, you know, Israeli types or what? Because he's helping in some ways.
He's the best we're going to get. You know, look, he's the best we're going to get because white people in this country are just, you know, they're abominable cowards. And a lot of that, right. A lot of this has to do with Christianity, even though, thank God, the church attendance is way down. I'm sorry. Okay, these churches destroyed this country because Christianity turns white people into just wimp cowards. And they're a small, they're not a majority anymore in the white population. But, you know, that's not the only problem. Sports fans and just, you know, look at, dude, white people in this country are not going to fight the New World Order. They're not going to fight. If they're not fighting now, I'm 61 and a half, and I'm the only one going out there in front of one of those hotels with a sign. Okay, and I got the cops on me. They're IDing me. They're asking me for my phone number, all kinds of crap. I wouldn't give them anything. Okay, I just told them, I said, you know, you're treating me like a criminal. You know, no, but the whole tone was, you know, well, you know, this could be a hate crime and all this kind of crap. And this is what white people are walking around. I mean, it comes out today, Venezuela is emptying out their jails into these terrorists.
Yeah, I didn't cover that one, though. Hey, listen, I should jump to a couple other callers, but thank you so much.
Yeah,
hey, we should get together sometime when our lives are a little less hectic down here.
Well, like I said, I was real close to you after I never came that close to death. All right, take it easy. Stay on I-75.
Yeah, I'm glad you're okay. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. And we could do a live on location thing when you're doing a protest down here. I could meet you down there in person or while my show's live. You know, we could try to work something out sometime too. Like that'll be fun. But all right, talk to you. I always love your calls, Tony. Thank you. Let's go to James in Vancouver. Hey, James. Hey, thank you for holding. Hey, what did you want to add today, sir? Good Monday to you.
Yeah, good Monday to you. I heard about Tony's experience on another show this weekend, and I understand. I haven't come that close to death in that way, but I get it. All of this is being done by design. That is to say, bringing all of these illegals into the United States and putting them in these motels or hotels. This is to create a disequilibrium in society or somebody's agenda in order to, get people riled up and what have you. Mm-hmm. It's all being done like a playbook. It's coming out of a playbook. And when you create that kind of disequilibrium, well, then the nation is going to go nuts pretty soon, so.
With the coming crash, I mean, I could see how the transfer of wealth that the COVID money printing accomplished was necessary for the elites. This war, because of a coming economic crash, is very useful to prolong and to use as a scapegoat now. I mean, they want to try to use climate change, but they're not going to get enough steam for it anytime soon for their plans. So do you think they're going to go back to more pandemics, more shots? They're going to cycle that back in, you think, or something else?
Well, Biden said yesterday that the COVID is over, but we still have to worry about the virus. Now, what does that mean? I mean, they'll try to pull any rabbit out of a hat. And Tony's right. The white people aren't going to do anything. They're going to whine and complain. But, you know, time was 50 years ago when the American people would take to the streets over some kinds of inequity that were obvious and in your face. And today, it's just not there. If nobody's doing it. So I really appreciate Tony's point of view. I've heard him before, and he's exactly right. So,
yes.
And yeah, California, yeah. They want to empty California out. That's what they want to do. And then they're going to take it over for 10 cents on the dollar. That's the deal, see?
Why you think there'll be some Chinese investors involved there?
Oh, yeah, it'll be that. It'll be George Soros, baby, my uncle, and a bunch of others like that. That's what they're trying to do. See? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I've given a lot of criticism, you know, to like Mike Adams types who focus so much on China. I'm like, oh, they're not mentioning Jewish power, but that doesn't mean that the Chinese angle isn't valid. It doesn't mean that they have to be mutually exclusive, right? I mean, that's the one he's able to get away with his deals talking about. That's all. Right.
Well, but the Jews are big in China is what I've been trying to tell people for the last month or two, right? And they've always been big in China's financiers. So, that argument's not going to fly. That the Chinese wouldn't do anything wrong.
So you think there's a lot of truth to that meme I sent you recently, huh? That happy merchant Chinaman happy merchant.
That's been going on for 2,000 years. People have been in there trying to leverage China for something, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it was the British or the Jews or whatever, or British Jews or things like that. Everybody wants to leverage in China because it's got a lot of people and it's, you know, workforce, what have you, lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So, but California's prime real estate, see? And if you can get everybody out of there, well, then it all belongs to the people that are there. Like Newsom, there's people behind these governors and mayors. Okay? They got no brains themselves. They're told what to do. Right? Sure. Chicago's big operator is Prickster.
Right.
That's the guy who runs Chicago and probably
the
Illinois.
Governor. The governor,
Well, but he was a billionaire years ago, see?
Oh, yeah, he's had strong connections, definitely.
Yeah, that's the Hyatt Hotel. So, anyway, I'll let you go.
I'm glad you called today. Yeah, let's chat again on my show soon, sir.
All right. Talk to you later. Thanks, Kylie. Bye.
Cheers. And, folks, please support RBN. You know, go to the donate page at republicbroadcasting.org. With all the information to mail in your donation, call in your donation, or if you want to use PayPal, you know, that's always there as well. But please do what you can, and monthly donations are very appreciated with these hard economic times. We don't have freedom of speech here, folks. RBN is definitely the canary in the coal mine, and don't you forget that. So we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.